Well, we're talking about we're reflecting rather on the fact that this is the first anniversary since our first case of COVID-19, or this marks the first year in, oh gosh, as soon as I said first year, it dawned on me this could be a 5-year story. Okay, it's the first year in the pandemic. And what that's prompted, of course, is the likes of lockdowns, not only here, but all around the world, which has meant, of course, there hasn't been much travel. And particularly, if you recall, in the harshest parts of lockdown, not even between our provinces. And as a result, we had a quietening down in terms of services provided with Home Affairs. As we sit now in level one, there's greater incentive and a little bit more openness to travel. We're sitting on the cusp of a vaccination rollout within South Africa that hopefully will get at least momentum on by the third quarter of this year. And so a number of you have been asking us about whether or not we can get our passports available, passports sorted out, and get a few more services available from the Department of Home Affairs. Sam Plaikies, Western Cape District Coordinator for the Department, joins me now to let us know exactly what has changed since we've moved to level one. Good morning, Sam. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Rifo, and good morning to your listeners. Sure. Thank you for having me again.
Of course. You know, the last time we spoke, there was a very limited number of services that were offered at Department of Home Affairs. You, like everybody else, had to consider the social distancing, the limitation of capacity within your offices. And as a result, that meant fewer tasks could be done by half the number of staff, even though you had extended your hours. It's therefore very urgent and emergent issues were covered. What has changed now that we've moved to level one?
Yeah, as you alluded to the fact that we're moving to level one already, our minister had announced on the media briefing that we open up our offices for all services. Now, this excluding citizenship. Now, services that is added to the existing ones that we were entering under level three is now the reissue of smart cards for everybody, the registration and solemnization of marriages, amendment and rectifications, and late registrations of birth now for all categories, and then lastly, the application and collections of passports for all categories. Now, also, if you're aware, our online services through the eHome Office and our partner banks will resume this coming Monday, so people can now apply online for their ID smart card and passport. Now, as you can remember, with our last conversation, I was saying that we are running on 50% staff capacity. So obviously,
correct,
with the influx, we have opened up, we've recalled our staff now. So all offices currently are running on or operating on 100% staff capacity. Now, lastly, we are busy with a communication strategy in the province, and we are closely communicating with GCIS to create a communication platform. It is a developing story, but we'll keep you in the loop of this. It is very interesting.
You had extended your working hours to accommodate the fact that you were now working on 50% staff to 7 p.m. Will you keep
Correct.
The offices open till 7 p.m.?
Unfortunately, not. We are operating now under normal operating hours from 8:30 in the morning until 3:30 in the afternoons. So, at least we have the benefit of having all our staff back, which will basically help the progress of applications. Unfortunately, with social distancing, we will not allow everybody to come inside our premises because of the social distance aspect inside our buildings as well. So it is it's going to be a fact that there will be queues in front of our buildings. But we have queue muscles that will go down the queue, make sure people are complying with social distance, wearing their mask and all of the other things that is required from them.
I mean, we had a similar experience with the vehicle licensing department, which I suppose is to be expected. What kind of backlog do you think you're faced with at this particular time? There must be leftover passports and birth certificates and smart IDs. Excuse me, not birth registrations, but marriages and smart IDs that come from before we got to level three. What's your anticipation about backlog, maybe in terms of months?
No, definitely there's going to be a backlog, and we will prioritize, especially this solemnization aspect and registration of marriages to that extent, so that we can add more staff to that area of responsibility. So to just help the progress of that. But, you know, we foresee that we will be coming out of this backlog scenario quite soon. Not immediately, obviously, but it will take some time. But we will fast track where we can certain issues that is of importance.
Many thanks to you, Sam. Always a pleasure to get the insight from you. Sam Plaikis is the Western Cape District Coordinator for Department of Home Affairs.